Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Indeed, you can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the so-called new normal propaganda. It's coming hot and heavy out there with CNN weighing in and trying to get you to believe that this is the way it's always going to be. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Captain, you've got that story. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
The captain.
And Mark.
But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, call us on our new chat server over at our Matrix server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm and get the instructions on how to join and how to call in that way. You follow them step-by-step, and you will have no problems jumping into the Matrix chat and interacting with other Free Talk Live listeners there. One of the things I really like about this Matrix server is that the users can create their own chat rooms on it, so there's basically no limit to who can chat with whom and where, and you can run your own room. You're the admin of your own room. You can set co-administrators and moderators and things like that and do what you want. There's no one who's in charge besides us with this server, so there's no one we have to appease outside of the hosts of Free
Talk Live. I'll assume that you can make your own room and then have no rules.
That is correct.
Okay.
We already have the toxic user zone, though. So.
We do not. That was created by a toxic user.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I did not create that room. It's not an official room. The official rooms are listed over
Thank God, because it's awful.
Over at chat.lrn.fm. Let's go to TJ the Spy. He's calling us from Colorado. Go ahead, TJ.
Hey, Ian. I just wanted to say, I've been thinking about Christopher Cantwell's former co-host of Free Talk Live, and now newly minted convict of the United States system of justice, and I've thought about what I'm going to be saying at a sentencing hearing, and I'm drawing a blank.
Now, wait a minute. Has he asked you to be at his sentencing hearing?
You know, Ian, there's not going to be a whole lot of people there, you know, volunteering to sign up to defend Chris, so I figure I'm throwing my hat in the ring now. If he objects vehemently, but I have nothing but positive things to say about Chris.
Do you want me to let him know that you would like to speak? Because I am in touch with him.
Oh, absolutely. Because by any standard, I mean, first of all, if this is the standard we're going to convict people by, we're going to have to throw like half the Counter-Strike players when they lose. They say, suck my hoo-ha. I won't tell you what they really say because I don't want to get booted off your show.
Yeah, thanks for that. But, yeah, I appreciate it.
But
I don't think that would qualify, what you just said, I don't think qualifies as an interstate threat. But then again, I didn't think what Chris Cantwell said qualified as an interstate threat.
Yeah, I think by and large, Cantwell was convicted for being a distasteful individual. And certainly he is. And I'd like to point out, Ian, the reason you're in contact with him is because as a minister of the Shire Free Church, you were attempting to talk to him into being a better human being.
I'm basically his minister.
And TJ, what do you think? What's the reason that you're going to testify at his trial?
Well, it's like my experience with Christopher Cantwell. I mean, I know him both from his comedic stage personality, but I also know him on a personal level as the guy who saved our butts when the FBI raided the house, raided the Liberty Radio Network, and
I don't think bringing
computers.
That up in the sentencing is going to be persuasive to the judge.
Oh, well, no, but, it's one of those things, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what would I say, because I want to remind Chris there was a time when he was, like, it's just, like, thank goodness he was there, and I want to tell him, like, Chris, there was a time when people actually were like, thank Chris God Christopher Cantwell was there at that moment with the equipment we needed to get the radio network back online or whatever it was, and he said, buddy, I got your back, whatever you need, just you can count on me. So that's the Christopher Cantwell I remember, and that's why when I look at the
Vice personally, he was he was an honorable individual. He never, at least that I know of, ever did anybody wrong or whatever. Personally.
DJ, as a gay man, I mean, I'm sure Cantwell has said some really horrifying things about gay guys out there.
Absolutely. He called me the worst recruiter for the homosexual night, and I said, well, you know, Chris, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have met James, because that's how I did meet Chris, you know, like initially James. Was I knew him from his show, his podcast that he did. Because someone had sent it to me, and he did, you know, his typical Cantwell rants, and I'm like, wow, this guy has a really... And James, believe it or not, James listened to Chris Cantwell, too, and we're like, oh, goodness, how long is it going to be before he gets thrown off the air?
Well, as I recall, your partner James was living with Chris Cantwell.
Yes,
he was his roommate.
He was.
At the time when you first met him. So, yeah, you guys go way back. Yeah, I mean, Chris is just a horrifying persona. The Christopher Cantwell persona that he has adopted is absolutely despicable. But and people always ask me about him and, you know, what he really believes, and I still don't know. I mean, because I know he has admitted to the Christopher Cantwell being a character, so it's not real clear how much of Christopher Cantwell is actually Chris. You know, I it's hard to tell.
It's going to be hard to run that podcast from prison.
After all these years, I really don't know. TJ, thank you, man, for the call.
You're more
than welcome, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. I don't, you know, it's hard to be a friend of somebody like Chris Cantwell, because a lot of people will judge based on, you know, oh, well, you even talk to that person? Well, yeah, it's part of what I do as a minister of peace. I think that if anybody needs the message of peace, it's somebody with a lot of hate in their heart like that.
I will say this. The founder of my Quaker meeting, I talked to him about you and your ministry towards Cantwell, and he said he thought that was wonderful. So not everybody judges you partially based on.
Well, I don't care what they think, but that's just the way some people are. Let's go to your calls. More of them here. Robert in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, fine. Thank you, sir. You know, I was just thinking that we're kind of like in a crossroads right now politically between maybe a more social approach, in other words, socialism, versus a more free economy approach. But I'd just like to remind everybody that we have been headed down the road for toward socialism for about 100 years, and we're more socialist than ever. And socialism to a degree is a necessary component of a successful society.
No, it's not. No. In fact, if you look at all the socialist countries out there, you'll see a lot of real serious problems. Check out Venezuela, for instance.
Well, I was thinking more of the Federal Republic of Germany, and Angela Merkel refers to it as Bundessozialdemokratie. In other words, she believes it's democratic socialism. And we've been very successful in Germany, but it takes a lot of money to run a socialistic society like that, where you have a social net that's impenetrable. If anybody's suffering in Germany, all they have to go to the Sozialamt,
sure,
which is the welfare office. And they'll take good care
of you. Just go to the government. They'll take good care of you. You trust the government.
Well, it may work in Germany. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you here, we had a co-host who was literally hungry, without food, and went to one of these offices, you know, welfare offices, and they were like, you know, they gave her reams of paper and told her it'd be weeks before they could help her. She needed food right then.
In Germany, that would never happen to you. I can't imagine it.
Socialist paradise there, Mark. They're just doing it wrong everywhere else.
That may be so. I mean, the difficulty with socialism is this is this term is a moving target, right?
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, you can say, well, what about Pol Pot, Stalin, and Maduro, right? You can list off all these failures of whatever socialism is, and then go ahead.
That's why I was calling into you. I want to explain to you that you can't operate a socialistic society on a shoestring. You need substantial
amounts of
money.
You need to be able to steal a lot of money from the productive.
The old Margaret Thatcher quote, you know, socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Well, socialism, you can have everybody. In our socialistic society in Germany, everybody works. You don't find people sitting at home doing nothing.
Sure.
Even people who have billions sit home at work.
Yeah, I don't believe you, man. I mean, look, you've got this ridiculous viewpoint that socialism is some sort of a perfect system, and I'd like to know, what if I don't want to participate in it?
You don't have to. You
really?
Know what will happen?
What will happen?
They'll send you to school. They'll say, okay.
You mean re-education camps?
No, it's
I don't want to go to school.
Everybody loves to either learn or go to school.
Don't you tell me what I love to do.
Well, nobody's going to tell you what you'd love to do. They'll ask you. What would you?
No,
love
they
to
won't
do?
Ask. You don't understand how government works, dude. They don't ask. Ever. They tell. And if you don't do what they say, they throw you in a cage. And if you don't want to go to the cage, you put up a fight, they'll kill you. The toll-free number is 855-453. And that's not just socialist governments. That's all of them, which is why the whole idea of the state needs to end. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Documently shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and the Live Saturday edition. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Coming up, the propaganda about the so-called new normal. We're going to dig into some of that. It's ugly. But with you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And for a long time, libertarians have wanted what they now have in liberty.menu. It is a directory of freedom-friendly businesses. It's for people who are those who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you really ought to get over to liberty.menu and list the things that you do there on the site for other people to find out about. There's liberty-minded people who might be your customers if they only knew about you. So go ahead and put yourself on the map at liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. You can use code FTL. You'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site's free to use. So go on over to liberty.menu as we go to your calls and thoughts. Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. I was just worried about you a moment ago, Jerome. We hadn't heard from you yet tonight, and I was telling the guys, I'm like, where's Jerome? Normally he's on hold by now, and there you are. Welcome back.
You know, you're getting to be almost as sarcastic as I am.
No, that's really seriously
really,
was doing
it. That really happened.
Heart. You think it's a joke. He seriously said, I hope Jerome's okay, because I haven't heard from him tonight. Seriously said it.
And I said, I'm pretty sure he called last week, so, you know, I don't think anything's happened.
No, that's not what you were saying. Not what you were saying. You were saying, God, I hope he doesn't call us and talk about politics, because I'm sick of talking about politics.
That is not at all what happened.
In fact, we knew. We were awaiting your call. We haven't even mentioned the T word and the T word obtaining the C word, right? Because we were like, we got to wait for Jerome, man. Right. You know?
So here you are.
So, now that our senses of humor are starting to jog, I'm starting to worry about you.
So talk to us, Jerome. What's on your mind tonight?
Guess what? You know who, as in you know where, because of you know what. Take a guess.
I'm going to guess Trump in the library with a wrench.
One out of three ain't bad.
Right.
No, in the library with a lawyer. Doing some lies for him. You know, I wondered out loud to someone I was talking to a couple of weeks ago. And I was talking to her and I was saying, you know, how is it this man is around all these people for months and months and months with this virus around, and he hasn't been infected not one single time? Could it be the hydroxychloroquine? No. Could it be that God just, like, made him the chosen one? No. Well, I got my answer. Hey, it doesn't discriminate, man. You know, even the guy that's, like, protected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So wait a minute, Jerome, are you saying you... Wait, just want to clarify. Are you saying you believe that he has COVID? Because I've heard a theory that says that he's actually faking it.
Hey, look, if he doesn't have it, and people find out that this was all a big lie, do you know how much more trouble he's going to be in with people than he? Hey, look, I mean, how much in denial can his supporters get? How much more in denial can they be?
Well, the thing is, it's people on the left who are saying that he's faking it, from what I've heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I heard that, too, because they think he's using this as a way to try to get out of these debates and still win an election.
Oh, I don't think he wants to get out of the debates.
Man, look,
he wants to be in those debates.
I enjoy it when he does these public debates and when he does these interviews with these reporters where the truth really comes out. Because every now and then, I like seeing him make a train wreck out of himself. But, hey, that's just me now.
Expect the debate to be a lot more fun than it was. It sure wasn't. I just found it to be cringeworthy.
I'm the same way as you on this, Jerome. I also am entertained by the Trump train wrecks. They are pretty funny.
The fun part was when Biden just lost and said, man, shut up. You're a clown. You're the worst president this country's ever seen. You know, and it didn't even register with Trump, you know. most people would be, you know, say, hey, you know, would be offended and say, you know, that's not true. Him, he just kept right on and interrupted him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump called him a dummy. He said, you're the last one in your class. And, yeah, you know, went after him that. Went after him for a variety of things. I thought the whole thing was just
very childish, very stupid. So, Jerome, what do you think? Is Trump going to croak with the COVID, or is he going to beat this thing?
Is he going to take hydroxychloroquine and miraculously recover?
Look, I have several things that I live by that I will never change. And one of them is you just never wish for anything bad on anyone. I don't care how much you dislike
them,
how much you disagree with them, you never do that. Because that kind of thing has got a funny way of finding it back to your doorstep.
You know what, Jerome? I respect that.
I really appreciate that, Jerome. I'm with you, brother.
I've got plenty of stuff on my social feeds that are people wishing death upon, you know, both him and Biden for various reasons. And I'm just like, really, people? This is, you know, this is all the further we've gotten in evolution. So I respect that, Jerome.
What did Michelle Obama say? When they go low, you go high, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So that's what you do. That's what you do.
I think it's good advice. I would say, however, wishes on Twitter aren't particularly meaningful, one way or the other, right? You know, thoughts and prayers, it's not going to do anything either.
No, yeah, but wishing the demise of somebody is crazy.
No, yeah, no, I quote, oh, Trump has COVID. I quote, good, I hope he dies, unquote.
No, I would never say that.
I've seen it many times.
He's saying he's seen that online, and it's... Was it Schadenfreude getting pleasure from
serves him right? Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All that
but
kind
you
of
know
stuff.
What? I swear to you, I know they were praying for Judge Ginsburg to die. But you know what? Guess what's happened now? So you got to be careful, man, about that stuff.
Careful what you wish for.
Careful.
Thanks for the call, Jerome. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue. We've got James in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yeah, I'm from West Virginia. Love your show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out something. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether Trump has it or not, he's got the best medical care in this world, I would imagine. But the important thing is that long before Black Lives Matter reared its ugly, stinking head, the Democrats were raping the system, especially the fire and police, long before Black Lives Matter existed.
When you say the Democrats were raping the police, what do you mean?
They were taking the money and just doling it out a little here and a little there. That's where those bricks came from Antifa was using, by the way. It was on Glenn Beck today.
You're saying the bricks that Antifa were throwing were coming from the Democrats?
Yeah, the money that the Democrats stole from the police and the fire department and who knows who else went directly to fund these radical left-wingers.
Well, that's an interesting theory. I'm not sure I've ever heard of the Democrats stealing money from the police. Normally, it's the Republicans and the Democrats who give oodles and oodles of taxpayer dollars to the police. So I'm not exactly sure.
They'll give it with one hand and then take it away with both, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't believe you, James. I've never seen any evidence for that happening. In fact, even Biden said he wants to increase funding for the police. These people on both the right and the left, they love the cops, and they love giving them more money and Bearcats and tanks. And
well, they
bombs.
Will say whatever it takes to get arrested. Get elected.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's condition was very concerning on Friday after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said that he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center as a precaution. He also said the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. The president's doctor, Sean Connolly, painted a much brighter picture.
This morning, the president is doing very well. The team and I are extremely happy with the progress the president has made. Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Twitter said that he spoke with the president and said he sounds well and is feeling better. Former New Jersey governor and advisor to President Trump, Chris Christie, is also now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to cancel legislative work until October 19th because of coronavirus cases infecting three senators. That, however, will not delay confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Senate Judiciary Committee still intends to begin that hearing on October 12th, as scheduled, despite many objections from Democrats. Two Republican members of the Judiciary Committee, Utah Senator Mike Lee and North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, announced they had the coronavirus and tested positive on Friday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has also tested positive for the virus. Also, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tested positive. He tweeted that he's receiving medical attention at this time and will keep people apprised of his condition. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here on this live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about the so-called new normal, the propaganda that is being rained down upon people, in this case from CNN, wanting you to believe that this is the way things are going to be from here on out. Is that what you want to do? You want to live in that world for the rest of your life? Your kids' lives? Your grandchildren's lives? Because that's what these people want. That's what these sickos in the media and politics would like to continue shoving down your throat. And we will share some of that coming up with you here in moments. Also want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com for being longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. If you haven't yet gone to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, well, then get on over to Bitcoin.com where you can click Get Started and start down the road of learning about this stuff. Cryptocurrency isn't going away, so it's going to be sticking around probably for your grandchildren's lifetimes and beyond, so you're going to want to learn about it. Take some time out of your busy schedule, take 10 minutes and go and watch a 2 or 3 minute long video and then read a little bit more and, you know, get the basics down.
Yeah, if you have young children now, I'd say, under the age of 3, cryptocurrency is going to be their first exposure to banking long before they're exposed to...
If they ever have a bank account.
Well, right, yeah. Long before they're exposed to the, you know, your traditional checking account that you use today for all your stuff.
Yeah, and if you've got grandchildren, you want to be like the coolest grandparent ever, get your kids some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or...
Yeah,
you know,
get them
some,
a wallet.
Yeah. But, well, they may already have one, yeah. But, like, you know, that's a cool gift for Christmas time or whatever, right? Like,
it's better than cash.
Shows your grandma's hip, you know. So check it out over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you just want to get the latest news headlines. They got you covered there, too, over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Alan. He's calling us from Pennsylvania. I believe listening to WJET there in Erie. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome. You're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment about the woman with the asthmatic child.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem she's having with the judge. I just wish people would use their heads when they use social media, because she basically caused her own problem by posting pictures of herself, allowing the world to invade her privacy by using social media. I have no use for the stuff, and I never will use it.
I see where you're coming from. I mean, you're not wrong that she did provide evidence to her ex-husband who, you know, then used that against her in this particular case.
And you also hate Facebook.
No, I don't hate Facebook. I just don't want to use it. I don't find it productive, and it's not valuable to me. But some people like it, and they find it valuable, so I wish them the best. But, you know, hate only hurts the hater, Mark, so there's no point in doing that sort of thing. But regardless, I can understand why somebody would want to express themselves, and that is ultimately what this woman was trying to do. She wanted to express to her followers or whatever, her friends, family on Facebook or wherever this was posted. I don't even know what... I can't tell what this is. I don't know if it's Instagram or what the hell it was, but whatever social media she's on, she wanted to express herself. And while certainly that is going to put your stuff out there, it's not a private thing, that's the intention. She obviously knew what she was doing would not be a private statement. She was trying to show, hey, I don't have a mask on. And she was proud of that fact. And ultimately... I'm glad for that. I'm glad there are still some people out there who are willing to step out and say, hey, look, I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah, this is normal, by the way, just for our listeners who, you know, might be thinking, you know, something else. Not having a mask is the normal way humans are supposed to be.
That's how it was.
And for you to think otherwise is abnormal.
Well, I mean, Alan's not saying that, right? He's just saying he thinks she should have kept to herself. Not because, I don't want to presume how you feel about masks, Alan, but you were just making a general comment about social media, right?
Yes, I use the mask because, you know, whatever. I'm told I should, but I...
Is that why you do it?
I think it's useless.
So hold on. You think it's useless to wear a mask, but you're doing it because someone told you you should?
Can't go in stores without them.
What I've been doing is keeping it in my back pocket and seeing if they say anything to me. And
how often does it happen that they say something to you?
50-50.
Now, you're probably not always shopping in Keene. Are you shopping outside of Keene, or is it always in Keene?
Not always.
Because there is a mask mandate here in Keene. Now, doesn't Pennsylvania have a statewide mask mandate, Alan?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And is the penalty against the individual if there's going to be a penalty issued, or is it issued against the business owner or the employee?
No. I mean, I don't know about penalties. I've never, you know, drew a penalty in any way, but I've been literally harassed to the point where I was told, put it on or leave.
Wow. Yeah, that's frustrating, and I don't, you know, if you don't know what the penalties are, and that's the thing, most people don't check this stuff out. Most people, when they hear that there's a mask mandate in Pennsylvania, they just do what they're told. They don't think to look at the ordinance or look at the governor's order or even try to not wear it just to see what happens. They just go along to get along.
If you do take a look at whatever the governor's order is or whatever, that doesn't mean the person who's telling you to put a mask on has taken a look either. So
That's right.
They're just making
stuff
up. They're
blindly enforcing it. Yeah. Right. What's the blind leading the blind in this case? And you get massive acceptance of it. You get massive obedience. People who don't even question it.
Everyone just listens to their television.
Well, back to the previous subject. I personally just have very little use for social media, and I hope she thinks it was worth whatever she's going to go through to post her picture.
Yeah, and I would have to agree with you that social media seems to be far more of a detraction from your life than an advantage. I think that there must probably be a way to use it to one's advantage, but the vast majority of people don't.
Thank you, Alan, for your call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Peter in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN there in South Carolina.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Peter, what's on your mind?
Well, they were talking about, I was just eating a piece of pizza, and then you said, oh, I was on hold, so I'm sorry.
Rub it in.
Yeah. So, listen.
Wait, your pizza didn't have pineapple on it, did it?
No, it's a pepperoni pizza. Right.
Are you anti-pineapple on pizza?
I was having this discussion with somebody recently.
Pizza matters. Life matters. Okay.
Nice.
Pepperoni's life matter, okay?
So what are you calling about?
I'm in Myrtle Beach, and one of the things that is really interesting is what the guy was trying to say when he was talking about how the Democratic Party. Now, let me just preface it with this, okay? I am not a Republican or a Democrat.
Okay.
Okay. If I had to be anything, it would probably be a Libertarian, but I don't even know if I'm that. But what I'm trying to tell you is my grandfather was the chief, one of the battalion chiefs of the Albany, New York Fire Department in the Depression. My mother would tell me stories about the Democratic Party, how they would come every Christmas and collect $50 from him for having a job during the Depression. So they could take those $50 and from everybody that had a job from the party, and then they would take them on election day and give everybody a dollar to vote Democrat. Now, my mother's 90. She's still alive. And I'm telling you, that's what they used to do. Any political organization is crooked, it's Republican or Democratic.
We agree.
Yeah, no doubt. Merry Christmas. Give us $50.
And that's what they did to these people. Now, you're talking in the 20s. How much is that in today's money?
Right.
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, $50 seems like a lot. Like
you could buy
bucks.
Something with a penny back then.
$5,000
or
something.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, exactly. I think, cigarettes were 5 cents a pack or 10 cents a pack. So that was a ton of money. That was like, I would assume they were taking probably 2 or 3 weeks' pay from everybody every year just to give it back to the party to have a job.
Peter, thanks for the story tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll get to the propaganda from CNN about so-called new normal. What do you think about the so-called new normal? Are you with it? You into it? You think it's a cool thing? Is it something you want to stick around?
Is it here to stay?
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday episode with you tonight. It's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark.
I want to say thanks to Arno Stoschler, who is a gold amplifier. That means that he is sending $10 a month into the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way where you can actually help support what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can get behind the show with your... We only ask for $5 a month. He's doing 10, so thank you, Arno, for that. But if you got $5 a month, you can send us either PayPal, you can do credit card or debit card, as well as Bitcoin BTC. It really helps us get on more radio stations coming up. And hopefully we're going to have new opportunity to do that, given that apparently old Michael Savage is thrown in the towel on talk radio as of, I believe, the end of this year. So for those of you out there who are big talk radio listeners, whatever market you happen to listen, whichever station has Mike Savage on there, give him a call. Tell him you want to hear Free Talk Live when Savage calls it quits.
Yes, please.
At the end of the year. That's going to be a few hundred radio stations that are going to be looking for a new show to fill that slot.
So. I just thought of a new slogan for the AMP program.
Please.
You can put your money where our mouths are.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Let's go to phone calls. Again, it's amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Arno Stoschler, for your support. And we go to Rick in Vermont. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Rick in Vermont. Rick, going once.
You on mute, bro?
Rick, going twice. Don't know what's going on there. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe our board op can check in. Might be in a bad cell. You never know what happens out there. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. So let's get into this propaganda piece. I think it was brought up, because I swear to you, Mark, I was sitting here in the studio and Aria read off at least the title of this thing on Wednesday night show. But what is CNN trying to say here?
So, yeah, this is from CNN.com under their health, CNN health moniker. There is no getting back to normal. experts say. The sooner we accept that, the better.
The experts we want you to hear, the people who we've determined are experts.
Right, this is the amazing
CNN.
Thing is you can find doctors all over the place. They'll say whatever you want them to say.
Yeah.
And they've got different opinions, and I don't know why the experts are whoever the experts are.
CNN said so.
Right. That's what it seems to come down to.
It's totally authoritarian. You know, we say, you believe. There was a doctor here, I was actually telling you about him today, Mark, who came up to visit us at a local crypto meetup. He came up from Massachusetts, who he says he doesn't buy any of this crap about COVID, and he doesn't know any other doctors who do either.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
That's powerful.
Another thing that that's worth mentioning is that even the CDC will say that fewer than 10,000 people have died of just COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they'll say it's a contributing factor or whatever, but all it means is, and I'm not saying that people haven't died is with comorbidities of COVID. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm only reading what they say. But I also realize that, you know, all you have to do is be found to have positive antibodies, and then you're a COVID death.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
You could have fallen out of a building, a window. You could have been hit by a truck. You're COVID death.
Yeah. So I did read through this article prior to tonight's show,
mm-hmm.
and it struck me as, oh, my gosh, this is just blatant propaganda.
That's why we got to talk about it.
I don't know if it was presented in that fashion, if it was talked about previously, but it goes on. As 2020 slides into probably also infects 2021, try to take heart in one discomforting fact. Things are most likely never going back to normal, quote unquote.
That's what I remember you guys talking about. Try to take heart in this discomforting fact. Why would one take heart in that?
Right.
That doesn't make me feel good. That doesn't warm my heart.
The doublespeak is strong in this particular article.
Yeah, I was hearing somebody give a theory recently that people in China wear masks because, well, you know, the air is polluted and all kinds of stuff. So they wear masks all the time.
That won't help.
And, well, it does. They'll help filter out some particulate matter, sure.
I don't know if you've seen these masks, but unless you're talking about, like, the N95 masks, those things aren't filtering out much of anything. As far as air pollution is concerned?
You're just talking about fabric?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about the masks that are worn in China, and yes, N95 mm-hmm. is relatively common. So, you know, that's kind of his theory was that people are wearing masks because, well, that's what they do over there, and that's where it came from and stuff. I don't know. Somehow it was related.
Whose theory was that?
Yeah, somebody I talked to.
Oh, okay.
The phrase back to normal has become a well-worn phrase politicians, officials, experts, and even family like to lean on, an ultimate elusive prize. Perhaps it's nostalgia for the world of January. A place where daily life more closely resembled our past decades. Perhaps it's a bid to show control, to revert to a time when change was not so universally imposed upon us. But January is long gone, and it's not coming back. And psychologists will tell you, they haven't, but apparently they will, and psychologists will tell you that's only bad if you can't come to terms with it.
Right. We found some psychologists who will tell you.
Well, I mean,
we want you to hear.
It's the truth. Any change that somebody wishes to put upon you, it doesn't matter whether it's the government or your mm-hmm. you know, ex-spouse or you know, the jail guard. It doesn't matter who it is. As long as you can come to terms with it, you'll be fine. Right? Come to terms with your execution that's coming up here soon, convict. Mm-hmm. You know, come to terms with the fact that we're that your kid, you're never going to see your kid again. Come to terms with it. The government has spoken.
We are slowly learning if this year's changes are permanent. Sorry, I have to laugh at that. Mm. If work, for the lucky among us, will remain from home. If we will visit the grocery store less but spend more. If we will find wearing a mask on the metro to be just a part of life. If shaking hands and embracing will become less common. If most of your daily interactions will occur via video conference rather than in person.
That sounds awful to me. Absolutely awful. And by no means am I the most social person in the world, but I do appreciate the human contact. I do appreciate that as humans we do you know, we subsist on social interaction, and it's
carbon-based life forms need to interact with other carbon-based life forms.
Yeah,
it's just a fact of life.
And we were talking earlier about, you know, being able to see somebody's expressions, being able to express oneself with facial expressions and things like that. These are very important, but also touching is very important. A hug, a handshake, a you know, some sort of a contact between human beings that's not made in a way that's frightened, right? Like, oh, we can't possibly touch. We can't get near each other.
Can't touch your dog because I might kill you.
I want to continue with this coming up, Captain, but I also want to make sure we get Chucky on the line in Rochester, New York. Chucky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Uh-oh. Maybe there's something wrong with the connection that we have here with our network. Chucky, going once. Chucky going twice. Some sort of button somewhere probably got flipped. The odds that we would have two failed calls like that in a row seem relatively slim. But we'll try another one here. Let's go to Jim in Battle Creek, Michigan. Jim, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
Everything's okay then. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Has anybody called in yet about what happened in Michigan yesterday?
Is this the court ruling that you're calling about?
That overruled Whitmer?
No one has called in about it. What happened?
Well, as near as I can make out, that they overruled Whitmer. And, of course, she's throwing a fit about it and stuff, trying to figure out other ways to keep us under control. But, you know, the funny thing about it is when I tell people about it that we're no longer underneath their thumb or something, they overruled her. There's a lot of people that act like they don't even care, you know.
Right.
And I'm celebrating, you know.
They need the governor to say what it is to make them feel better. It's crazy. I mean, what just an odd species we are.
Just to be clear, Jim, did they overrule her entire raft of executive orders, or was it just one or two of them? Do you know anything about that?
As far as I know, it's the whole thing. And then they'll go on, well, no, we got 28 more days of it or something, because she said that she just made another executive order. Well, as far as I know, is if they overruled her, they overruled her. They no more.
All right, I have the story here from NPR that Michigan Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Gretchen Whitmer there lacks the authority to extend or declare states of emergency in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hmm.
She had issued an executive order declaring the state of emergency back in March, then expanded it further in April. The Republican legislature passed a resolution to extend the state of emergency, so it's not like they were against her, but only until April 30th. Whitmer has since issued several more orders related to the pandemic. She cited two states' laws to back her up on that, but in a 4-3 majority opinion, the state's high court says she did not have that authority. And Jim, thanks for bringing that up to us here. Quote, we conclude the governor lacked the authority to declare a state of emergency or state of disaster under the EMA after April 30th of 2020 on the basis of the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's a little bit of good news in that particular case. You want to share your thoughts with us? You're welcome to. Hour number 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.